Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. There are moments in life where we will feel like we are ready for anything, no matter how big or small. We may feel on top of the world, like there is nothing that life can throw at us that we can't handle. But there will also be moments where we may feel uncertain, or like we are unprepared for the tasks and demands we face. Whether it's a small project that will leave our headspace at the end of the week, or something larger that we've been working towards for months or even years, know that it is okay if you feel overwhelmed. It is okay to have grace for the hesitations that you face. When you are struggling to trust in what's possible, when you can't quite believe that you have the capability to make it through, I hope that you can find encouragement in these words as you carry on for whatever lies ahead. Number one, have you ever worked with someone who was highly skilled or immensely knowledgeable in their field, and yet they were unkind or had a bad attitude? Maybe this was even someone you looked up to, only to discover that their character didn't align with their work. If you've ever been in this situation, you already know that being 100% prepared and qualified for a job isn't all there is to being a good person, someone who others enjoy working with. Confidence does not always equal kindness, and no level of preparedness can prepare you for a workplace where bad attitudes or unfair demands run rampant. In your moments of uncertainty, it is important to remember that what matters more than having all of the answers or all of the confidence or all the preparedness is having a heart that is open to growth and willing to approach each situation with humility. Remaining in a place where you are open to learning from others is how you grow in wisdom and prepare yourself for whatever lies ahead. Number two, keep choosing honesty. At times, you may feel pressure to appear more prepared than you actually are. The idea of fake it till you make it can cause many people to burn themselves out or say yes to things that weren't right for them. But you don't have to keep saying yes if you feel unprepared for the demands being made of you. You are allowed to express your hesitations out loud. You are free to ask questions that will allow you to make an informed decision. If you are feeling uncertain about a project or an opportunity, may you always seek out someone that you can trust to talk to about your reservations. And keep in mind, you may not be able to talk to everyone. You may not even be able to talk to the people that you feel like you should be able to. But trust that there are people out there in your real life that can help you work through this, because there is no shame in feeling unprepared. It doesn't make you weak if you don't feel confident in every area of your life all the time. You're allowed to say, "Nope, I can't do this right now," or "I'm not ready yet," or simply just, "No, I'm not interested." You are allowed to ask for help. You are allowed to trust that there are people out there who will respect your honesty more than making promises that you can't keep. It's nice to feel prepared for things, but in the long run, it's even better to be self-aware about your actual level of preparedness. Number three, keep taking deep breaths. The best way through this uncertainty is to keep traveling through this breath by breath. keep taking mindful inhales and exhales as often as you can. No matter how many people seem more prepared, skilled, or qualified than you, it's far better to move at your own pace than it is to rush into being like everybody else. You will have moments where you will wonder if you're enough. And in those very same moments, there is an invitation to trust that even when you feel unprepared, every breath you breathe is a small reminder of what you already know how to do. You already know how to inhale and exhale. You already know how to pace yourself through each and every day. You will encounter new challenges, and you will also encounter timeless grace that reminds you to keep traveling through this at a mindful pace. So when you are feeling overwhelmed, when you are feeling like you are unprepared for the task at hand, remember that in grace, you will find what you need to carry on. You are capable of taking each step breath by breath, and you are also capable of keeping your heart open to new possibilities for growth. There is no shame in preparing at your own pace and in asking for help when you need it. And I hope that you can find encouragement in knowing that there is always space to keep learning as you go. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you find grace in learning to prepare at your own pace? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.